to What's Ailing America, and here we are, still going strong after the alleged end of the world. So I guess that was just another fraud to distract us. But of course we know that bad things are happening, and on this show you will learn the truth as far as what I have researched and my guests as well. And this is the ultimate in reality radio with information that can save your life. I strongly suggest that you go to my website, reversingvaccineinducediseases.com and drcarley.com, drcarley.com. Check out the diagrams that I created in 1999. The first diagram is the big picture of all diseases. The last diagram is the big picture of the protocol that I have developed, which can reverse all diseases. And, of course, to figure out the cause of all diseases, as well as realize how to reverse them, is the most dangerous thing that any medical doctor can do here in the United States of America with a K. But I continue on, because we have to stop the psychopaths who are destroying our world. And, of course, we have been identifying them. They wear a yarmulke. And we're going to continue to do so today because there is so much that is going on. There is a tree of evil. There are branches on the tree. There are leaves on the branches. You can go after any small part of it that you want. But unless you get down to who is doing it and figure out what we're going to do about that, we're never going to make any changes. If you think my work is important, please tell others about the show. You can support my work by donating on the PayPal buttons on either of my sites. When I get donations, I use them to buy books and research articles that I need to do my shows and my newsletter, which, by the way, you can sign up for. If you go to reversingvaccineinducediseases.com, go to the link section. To the bottom of that links page, I am one of the contributors to the American Survival Newsletter, which you can get by email for free. You can also help friends or family who are too ill to face reality by getting a consult for them and helping them escape from the medical devils. You can contact me by emailing me at drcarley@gmail.com or calling me toll-free at 888-321-6751. From the U.S., Canada, or the Caribbean, I take calls from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week. If you get a message that my number's been disconnected or any kind of strange thing like that, have the operator dial the number for you. My Skype username is drcarley1, but I use Skype primarily for my international clients and radio shows. If you have questions or comments during the show, you can call in at 208-935-0094 or toll free at 888-747-1968. However, we do ask that listeners not use the toll free number to listen to the show. And also, if you can hold off until the second hour so that my guests and I can get the topic of the show, started so that you can contribute or ask questions, whichever you prefer. Of course, please support the network. If you appreciate the shows that are on the Micro Effect, also you can check out the archives of my shows on various networks for the past few years by going to thelightofdayradioshow.com. Click on Dr. Carley Archives. One of the most important things you can do to protect yourself and your loved ones from the organisms being created by the mad scientists at the over 1,300 biowarfare labs in the U.S. alone, including the oral weaponized rabies that they're spraying on us in chemtrails, is by obtaining a silver lungs colloidal silver generator. If you go to the link section of reversingvaccineinducediseases.com, you can learn how to obtain that silver generator that I use personally for myself and all my pets, because they are trying to kill us, and of course, sorry, I just got a message. I have to speak up, so let me speak up. If you want to protect yourself from what you're being sprayed with in chemtrails, as well as being coughed and sneezed on by the idiots who are getting the flu vaccine, silver is the best way to go, in my opinion. Of course, I don't give medical advice. I don't practice medicine because what I do is tell the truth, and I have been relieved of my license to kill by the medical mafia for doing so. So all I can do is tell you what I would do if I was you. And since the agencies have actually called silver, colloidal silver, a pesticide, it's just a matter of time before it's no longer available in health food stores. If you get your own generator, you can protect your family for the rest of your life for pennies a day. Of course, it does not enable you to get rid of the viruses that have been inoculated into you with vaccines. The only way I know to reverse that problem is with homeopathy, and that's what I teach people how to do when I do consults for them. Okay, on today's show, the answer to the question, what's ailing America, is information warfare and mind control. My guest is John Friend. John Friend is one of a number of people, an ever-increasing number of people, I'm happy to say, who are exposing the psychopathic, parasitic predators who are destroying our world and trying to exterminate the human race while creating cyborgs for them to use as slave work units. And I strongly suggest you go to his blog, which is John Friend's, so it's Friend with an S, johnfriendsblog.blogspot.com. The information I want to concentrate on today is his article, Calling Bullshit on the Sandy Hook Hoax, because the good news is that so many people are realizing the problem with all of this this disinformation, including the alleged father of one of the dead children, who's actually giving an interview, and he's laughing and smiling at all kinds of interesting things that have been going on with this obvious hoax. And I think as they try to do more and more of these things, obviously, the purpose of this hoax is for gun control. But amazingly, all they're doing is waking up more and more people. And that's a very good thing. So I want to thank you so much, John, for joining me today. Just take, you know, start talking and go wherever you'd like to go.
Well, first off, good morning, and thanks for having me on the show again. I appreciate it. It's always nice speaking with you. And, you know, I wanted to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. And, yeah, I just wanted to say that before we get started.
Okay.
But getting back to this this Sandy Hook shooting, this is a total fraud, if you ask me. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that I don't even think any children really died. I think the whole entire thing is a hoax. I think it's one gigantic psyop. Now, I don't know for sure that nobody died, but I'm not willing to blindly accept the official story that all these children really did die. I've been going through and watching a lot of the videos of some of the alleged family members and, you know, hearing what they had to say on, you know, CNN and ABC and a lot of the other Jewish-owned mainstream media sites. And, Dr. Carly, I got to tell you, I just do not buy anything that they're saying. All of them seem extremely suspicious and unnatural. None of them seem genuine. They all seem like they're reading from the same script. They all have the same exact talking points. They're all basically promoting the same exact psyop. You know, they have all these sob stories about their relatives and their loved ones that were killed, and it just sounds so totally fake to me.
Well, if I could, I would like to bring up two gigantic red flags, although we'll discuss more red flags as the show progresses. But one of the biggest red flags to me is when I found out that the parents weren't allowed to see their dead children. They saw photographs. Now, when have you ever heard of a parent only being shown a photograph of a dead person to identify the dead person and not being allowed to see the actual dead person? Gigantic red flag there. Also, isn't it amazing that this alleged shooting occurred at 9:30 in the morning, but they didn't remove the bodies until 1 a.m. What's up with that? You know, very strange things, but those are a couple that really stuck out to me.
Yeah, no, exactly. Those both of those things definitely stood out to me as well. And I guess it was maybe on Tuesday or Wednesday of this week, I really started looking at all this, and I really started looking at all these videos of, you know, these interviews with these alleged family members, and just, you know, kind of reading the official story and how it changed over the past, you know, 5 or 6 days from when the shooting allegedly took place on Friday the 14th, I believe. So, I mean, for, you know, of course we have the official story changing constantly. They can't get their facts right. They can't get the information about the shooter correct. They can't get the information about the shooter's mother correct. And like you said, they weren't showing any of the alleged family members. They weren't showing the bodies of the children. They didn't have any photos from the crime scene. You know, there was no blood. They basically did not produce any physical evidence to support the claims they were making about all these children being murdered. And so I was just really suspect about all this. And I got to tell you, I've done a lot of research into 9/11, and from what I've researched and some of the stuff that I've read, a lot of the victims on 9/11 were completely fraudulent as well. They were all totally manufactured. They were basically fake people. And they were presented in the media to promote this psyop of 9/11. Now, I know some of this stuff is kind of controversial, and people may or may not be on board with this, but I think it's pretty clear if you really sit down and examine some of these alleged victims on 9/11, you'll see that many of them are, in fact, fraudulent, and they're basically computer-generated personalities and individuals. There's
actors. Yeah.
Exactly. They're actors. There's a website called September Clues. Go ahead and go to septemberclues.info. They've done a lot of research into the videos that we were shown on 9/11, and they've pretty much determined that all of the videos that we were shown from that day were fake. They were either – well, there's different theories on how they were faked, and some of the videos may have been faked in different ways. But it seems clear to me that a lot of the videos were faked and that there were scripted actors, you know, presented in the media on 9/11 to promote the official story, you know, to demonize Muslims and Al-Qaeda and to really sell this psyop to the American public. And it's the same thing that happened with the Sandy Hook shooting. So it's – oh, you know what, Dr. Carly, 1 second. I'm getting a call. Okay. Sorry about that. So yeah, I mean the similarities are there. You know, you go through and just I encourage everybody go to CNN.com and watch some of the videos of some of these interviews of some of the family members, and ask yourself, do these people seem genuine? You know, is this how somebody would act if their daughter or son was just murdered in cold blood? And I think the answer is clear that no, these people are not genuine. These people are basically scripted, if you ask me. I have a couple videos. I'm not sure. Are we able to play videos with the audio on the radio?
I don't see why not.
Well, here, let me – first off, before we do that, I have the post that I wrote. I put a couple videos in there, and I'd like to play them because it really just demonstrates everything I'm saying. But one of the first news items I read, and this came out on Monday, the 16th, and it was in the Huffington Post, and the title of this article was Sandy Hook Crime Scenes, Police Indefinitely Seize All Sites Connected to Shooting. And the Connecticut State Police announced on Monday that they were going to be holding all crime scenes connected to the Sandy Hook Elementary School for the foreseeable future. And it was this guy, this Lieutenant J. Paul Vance, who was the head of the Connecticut State Police, or maybe not the head, but he's like the spokesperson of the Connecticut State Police. And this is also the same guy that said that anybody that's promoting misinformation or disinformation on social media sites like Facebook and Twitter and you know, writing blog articles about it, they will be prosecuted. This guy's out there threatening people if they're questioning the official story, if they're questioning the authorities. and presenting alternative viewpoints. This guy is basically threatening, you know, to prosecute us and arrest us. So, I mean, this is absolutely out of control. It's absolutely tyrannical. And, you know, it just really shows that, that they're clearly covering something up, or, you know, they're trying to promote this scripted, you know, anti-gun narrative, this scripted, you know, pro-mental health services agenda. That's a huge part of this, it seems. You know, they want to get everybody screened before you can purchase a weapon or, you know, whatever. They're really promoting this mental health agenda, which I'm sure you know quite a bit about.
Yeah.
So anyways, on Monday, this Connecticut state police spokesman, Lieutenant J. Paul Vance, he said that it could take months for investigators to complete their examination of the crime scene at the school. And yet he says that they've been working 24 hours a day since this tragedy occurred. So I don't know why it would take months to complete their investigation at this school, right? And I don't know why they would have to, you know, indefinitely seize all these scenes and not allow anybody to independently confirm any of the claims that they're making. And like I said, they're not producing any evidence to support any of these claims.
Right. And let me just mention, not to mention that the alleged perp is dead, so there's not going to be a trial. So why are they spending months and months to, quote-unquote, investigate the crime scene? That's a big red flag in itself.
Exactly. And they're saying that this shooting spree occurred, you know, in a 5 or 6 minute span. And hundreds of rounds were fired. Supposedly the murder weapon was supposed to be a rifle, a high powered semi-automatic rifle. And yet, even according to the official story, this Adam Lanza guy was found at the scene with only handguns, and his rifle was in the car. So, I mean, even the official story does not make any sense. And I mean, it's just ridiculous. We're supposed to believe that this scrawny 20-year-old kid with, you know, maybe autism or Asperger's or whatever, you know, I don't even know exactly what they're saying now about this guy, but we're supposed to believe that this little nerdy, you know, scrawny kid did this, you know, went on this shooting spree and murdered, what is it, 27 people in 5 minutes and shot them 8 or 9 times each. I mean, this whole entire official story is just completely ridiculous. It's an insult to our intelligence as thinking human beings. How could anybody buy this at face value? It's totally manufactured. It's totally fraudulent. So, I mean, it's just so obvious to me that this whole entire thing is just a big scripted psyop.
And if I could, I just want to mention another excellent article I suggest people check out. If you go to nomorefakenews.com, it's an article written by John Rappaport entitled Mind Control Achieved Through the Information Flicker Effect. And in this article, he actually talks about how the story continually changes and that this is actually something that's done on purpose to confuse the, you know, slave work units who are watching the tube and to basically get them to, you know, just kind of go along with the story. Okay, there was somebody in the woods. Now we're not going to talk about the somebody in the woods. And all the different other things that have been mentioned, which are now all of a sudden, you know, not being mentioned anymore or being changed. And as John Rappaport says, this constant flicker effect eventually produces in the television viewer passivity. He surrenders to the ongoing narrative and that this is mind control. And I totally agree with this because basically, as he says, the viewers are getting addicted to the story, just like a junkie looking for his next shot. You know, tell me a story, I want a story, tell me another story, and so the anchors oblige, they deal the drug of changing the story, and of course, I was waiting for it, and I didn't have to wait long. As soon as this came up on the news, basically, we had the governor of Connecticut, you know, talking within minutes of the announcement of this alleged shooting, that this is going to have to finally start a serious discussion about gun control. And I just want to mention one other very interesting thing, because it's best to watch the things that come out, like, right away, because they oftentimes trip up. And one of the things that was also mentioned by one of these talking heads, they said they'd been preparing for this for a year. And I'm thinking to myself, well, there you go. There's a Freudian slip. You were preparing for it for a year. Of course, what were they preparing for? Obviously, the psyops. So, anyways, I got a message from the board op that, yes, you can do that. You can, you know, play the video and, you know, just put your microphone up to the speaker so that we can hear it. So whenever you want to do that, please feel free.
Okay, yeah, I got there's two videos that they're not terribly long, and I think they really just demonstrate how fraudulent this entire thing is. But no, you made the point that, you know, immediately after the shooting was announced in the news, immediately right afterwards you had almost every single government official, almost every single media, you know, personality, basically all on the same page. Everybody was calling for gun control. Everybody was saying, okay, look, we have to put politics aside. We have to finally do something about this. And, I mean, it's just endless. I just saw a celebrity, you know, infomercial the other day where there's all these different celebrities and professional athletes promoting this PSYOP, saying, look, you know, we've had Virginia Tech, we've had Columbine, we've had this Oregon Mall shooting, we just had Sandy Hook. It's time for us to finally do something about gun control and really tackle this problem. And the entire thing is a big hoax. That's the thing. I mean, the whole thing is just completely made up. But, yeah, I mean, getting back to the whole, you know, the official story, why would it take so long for them to investigate this? Why haven't they released any photographs? Why haven't they released any videos of what actually happened in the school? You know, we were told that there were actual video recorders in the school that could have, you know, captured this, what happened in the school, and yet we haven't seen any of that. Just like with 9/11, right? And also another big red flag is, why haven't any of the allegedly murdered children's parents or relatives, why haven't they asked any tough questions of the authorities? Why haven't they demanded answers? Why haven't they demanded to see their children? You know, I mean, everything is just so scripted. I mean, even the alleged family members, they're out there calling for gun control, right? They're out there promoting this anti-gun agenda. They're all on the same page, and that's why it's so clear to me that this thing was scripted and it was staged. So, anyways, the one video that came out, I think it was either Tuesday or Wednesday, was this guy Robbie Parker, who was supposed to be the father of Emily Parker, a 6-year-old girl who we were told was killed at Sandy Hook Elementary, and he came out and did a press conference. And Dr. Carley, have you seen this video? Are you familiar with what I'm talking about?
Well, that's what I was talking about, the guy that's smiling and laughing, and then it's like all of a sudden at the snap of a finger, he goes into the, you know, sad mode, and he's reading off a card, and he actually says something to the effect, should I just read? I can't remember exactly, but it's like, should I just read it? The word.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, there's the music, John. We're going to a break. Stay tuned, folks, and tell everybody you know to listen to the archive of this show. They need to wake up because this explains the master template of how these psychos operate. Okay, we'll be back in a minute with my guest, John Friend, johnfriendsblog.blogspot.com. And, of course, my intro music is Say No to the Vaccine by NZ Trillion. And I had written a newsletter this past week, which I will also put up on the archives on the lightofdayradioshow.com under this show. Basically, titled Death by Syringe Covered Up School Shooting Staged. And I just want to put this into perspective because as reported in Vanity Fair in 2011, you can check this out online, Deadly Medicine, they report that prescription drugs kill 200,000 people every year when properly prescribed, and obviously this is a very low figure. This is what they admit to. And then, of course, we have all the children dying from their vaccines. I've done shows with UK journalist Christina England, as well as Australian police officer Chris Savage, who have both reported that not only police, but medical examiners are not allowed to mention vaccines, bioweapon vaccines, as a cause of death. So they're making us concentrate on the situation where allegedly, you know, the guns are killing children, but the thousands and thousands of children being killed by syringes are totally covered up and ignored. And the other thing I just wanted to mention, the most important message, in my opinion, that parents should be getting from this is get your children out of these schools. Get them out of there. If you love your children, homeschool your children. Because what happened? They didn't allow the parents to come and get the children. They had to go someplace else first. And I suspect, John, that there was some kind of interviewing process that went on, that they made sure the children were going to say what they were told to say, and that only the children who would basically say what they wanted them to say were allowed to go on camera. Take it away.
Right, yeah, no, I think you're right. And one of the things is it seems to me that on Friday, when this allegedly happened, there was a drill going on with the school and with the local authorities in Newtown and you know, possibly involving even some of the state authorities and federal authorities as well. And it looked like the entire thing was just a big drill. If you look, one of the first pictures that came out on Friday, on the day that the shooting allegedly happened, there was a picture of a bunch of children with their arms, you know, sort of on the shoulders of the person in front of them walking in a line, and there's right. two police officers, you know, kind of guiding them.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, these photos just really imprint this image of, you know, Big Brother's there to protect the children, you know, don't worry, parents, the government's here to protect you, and blah, blah, blah. And if you actually look at and listen to some of the children that were interviewed, none of them talk about, you know, hearing 100 gun rounds. All of them talk about, you know, they heard something fall down, or it sounded like a table fell, or, you know, they thought the janitor was moving stuff around. None of them talk about hearing, you know, a semi-automatic rifle being fired. You know, none of them talk about hearing screams and all this stuff. I mean, the whole thing is just completely fraudulent. But getting back to this guy, this Robbie Parker, who's allegedly the father of Emily Parker, a six-year-old girl who we were told was killed at this elementary school, he's the one that you were mentioning that sounds like a total actor when he did his press conference to talk about his daughter and commemorate her. And I have the video here. I'd like to play it. It's about 4 minutes and 20 seconds. Maybe we don't got to listen to the whole video, but I think it is real. You know, it's important for people to sit down and watch this and listen to what this guy is saying. Do you mind if I go ahead and just play it?
No, not at all. But can I just? Very important for people to watch the actual YouTube, because to see this guy smiling and then all of a sudden snap the fingers and he's going into the sad mode. Could you also give out the title of the YouTube so people can watch it? But definitely, yes, I would like you to play it.
Yeah, I'd recommend just going to YouTube and typing in the Sandy Hook hoax, or what might be easier is just go directly to my blog. I put up a video last night on Friday, and I believe it's titled The Sandy Hook Hoax Gun Control Agenda Full Movie or something like that. And it's about a 20-minute movie that just really exposes this whole entire thing as being a fraud. But the post I did on Thursday, the calling bullshit on the Sandy Hook hoax, that has a couple of videos that are worth watching, including the one that I'm getting ready to play right now. And it starts off where Obama's at his press conference. And, you know, he's up there faking like he's crying and he's genuinely upset about this. And the whole,
so
I mean, he's just a total
that
actor.
He's wiping a non-tear from his eye. But,
exactly.
Okay, sorry, but I just have to say this. But when, you know, hundreds and hundreds of Palestinian children are being killed by the Mossad, and all the drones, I think there's been 340 drone attacks in Pakistan, all the dead children and dead women. I didn't see him, you know, wipe any fake tears from his eye over those dead people, but go ahead.
Absolutely, yeah, that's such a good point to make. Well, here, let me go ahead and play this video real quick, and if it doesn't sound good, go ahead and let me know, and I can turn it off, but I'll start it right now. Okay, I just went ahead and paused it. If it's not coming through very well, let's not waste our time with it.
Yeah, it's very low volume, but yeah, I think it's important for people to go on your blog and watch it, because that's so much more telling to watch this guy before the you know, interview or statement starts, and then it's such a fraud. It's obvious that he's an actor, no question.
Absolutely, yeah. The guy does not seem genuine by any means. And then also, I didn't put this on my blog, but I've seen pictures. There's actually photos of this Robbie Parker guy and his wife and his other children with President Obama, and they're laughing and they're smiling, and it's, you know, it's like a big party. It's, you know, it's all a big joke. So I mean, have you seen those photos, Dr. Carley? It's incredible. I'm sure anybody can just Google search it and find them online. But
well, I know that Obama went to Sandy Hook to have a quote unquote private meeting with the families. I didn't know that there were any photographs released of that meeting, but nothing would surprise me.
Oh, yeah, you can find those photos online, and it's not genuine. This is not real. I mean, that's the main point that I'm trying to hammer home here. This is just a totally, you know, scripted psyop that they're using to push this anti-gun agenda. And they've done it in Australia, they did it in England, and every single time they do these things, they always use an event like a shooting, a school shooting, to enact this legislation, and every time it's all a big fraud. It's never, you know, what the official story says. It's always some sort of black op or some sort of psyop. And, you know, this one is just so obvious. It's incredible,
right.
Dr. Kelly. I mean, they're not even trying to hide this. I mean, they're just out in the open, you know, totally, you know, there's absolutely no respect for our intelligence on this one. I mean, it's just so blatantly obvious.
Right, but you see, most of the slave work units in the United States are totally mind-controlled. And, see, they can't even face reality, because to realize that our government would be behind something like this is so painful that they would rather just, you know, go along. I mean, it's the holidays. We have to celebrate Christmas and Hanukkah. We don't want to, you know, start thinking about any intentional psyops being involved in this thing. But I also just want to quickly mention that I've been monitoring television ever since this happened. That's one thing I do, so I can report it on my shows. And one show actually mentioned that since April 19th, 1999, when the Columbine happened in Littleton, Colorado, there have been 31 school shootings. So, obviously, they just keep doing it and doing it and doing it, because as their Jew world order becomes more and more obvious, and everything that they want to do to control us, they have to get the sheep to think that to give up their guns is going to quote-unquote protect them. And I just want to mention another thing. In regards to the Columbine shooting, the parents of the shooters actually came out a few years ago and said that these young boys had been sexually abused when they were in juvenile detention. They were put on psychotropic drugs, and of course, one of the side effects of the psychotropic drugs is homicide and suicide. This is admitted. And apparently this Adam Lanza was on psychotropic drugs as well. As a matter of fact, one of the neighbors who was friends with Mom actually was talking about this when she was interviewed, and I never saw that interview played again. They're taken away from the fact that not only the drugs, but whatever else they're doing to create Manchurian candidates, that this is highly involved, if he was even the shooter, like you said. I mean, this one is so bizarre and so riddled with disinformation that I don't even think he was the shooter to begin with. But Go ahead, John.
Yeah, no, this guy did not shoot anybody. You know, who knows what really happened to him? I don't know. That's the thing. We don't really know exactly what happened, but I know for sure that this Adam Lanza guy did not do this. You know, maybe they set him up, and maybe they put him in, you know, put him in the school and they killed him. Who knows? I mean, but it's clear to me that this guy was not the shooter. You know, and it's interesting that you brought up the pedophile connection, because there's a blog that I follow that really has exposed this international pedophile network that seems to connect different governments, media outlets, private businesses. I know you've talked about this on your program, and I wouldn't be surprised if this shooting in Connecticut was connected to some sort of pedophile network, or if that was somehow involved. Because, for instance, the Dublin shooting over in the United Kingdom, which was the big event that really stripped the citizens in the United Kingdom of their gun rights, that was connected to a pedophile ring, and a lot of the kids that were murdered in that operation were the victims of some of these pedophiles. So that is something to definitely keep in mind, and I would not rule that out by any means.
Yes. Yes, it's always the big picture, and there are some people saying that perhaps if any children were actually erased, that perhaps they were actually taken for purposes of child trafficking and child porn and things of that nature. I mean, once you know what these psychopaths do, the only thing you can know for sure is that what they're telling us on mainstream media is not what happened. Anything else is possible, because these monsters have no conscience.
Absolutely. Absolutely, you're totally right. I mean, the whole thing just does not add up. And another huge red flag was, there's another video that I posted on my blog, the Calling Bullshit on the Sandy Hook Hoax. Right underneath the video of this Robbie Parker guy, there was the Connecticut Chief Medical Examiner, Dr. H. Wayne Carver, and he's being interviewed by the press, and this guy is just acting totally bizarre. He can't answer any basic questions about his investigations. He does not sound like a legitimate medical professional by any means. It's just totally bizarre. Have you seen this video, Dr. Carley?
Yeah, one thing that really amazed me in his interview, well, first of all, although he stated that he did visit the crime scene, whenever any questions were asked him about the crime scene, he turfed it to the police. But very interestingly, he did state that according to him, all the children were killed with the Bushmaster, the rifle,
exactly.
Not with handguns. And as you said, you know, apparently that the rifle was found in his car. I think the mainstream media even said that handguns were found in the school. So you see, this is what's amazing, that when they pull these psyops, they can't even get their story straight. So everything changes, and that's why John Rappaport had written about this flicker effect of the mind control, where the story changes. But people don't even ask questions like you and I are doing, and as I'm sure the listeners to the show, because they know what's going on, are doing. It's like, okay, whatever, okay, we're going to forget that you said X, and now we're going to go to Y. And yes, this medical examiner, he looked like a plant as well.
Totally, yeah. He might be even more obvious than some of the alleged family members. I mean, the guy is just acting totally bizarre, and if the people listening have not seen that video, please make sure you watch it, because it is just, it's just absolutely incredible. And another point that really needs to be made is that anytime they do these psyops, you know, 9/11, this shooting, you know, other events, the role of victims is so important, because what was the very first story that was released in the media on this day that the shooting allegedly happened? The focus was on the children and how they were, you know, these innocent young children, these beautiful children that were murdered in this grisly fashion. And immediately that targets people's emotions, that targets, you know, their basic instincts for, you know, their kids and as parents. It really targets their emotions, and they absolutely do not question anything. Right? I mean, as soon as a victim is involved, especially a young child, you know, their critical thinking skills, if they have any to begin with, immediately shut down, and their emotions take over, and all they can think about are these poor kids. Right?
Right. Well, it's using trauma for their benefit.
Trauma-based.
I realized years ago, these psychopaths that have no conscience, they're like psychic vampires, and they feed off trauma and suffering, As a matter of fact, right in my medical dictionary, I found the term adrenal chrome. Adrenal chrome is oxidized epinephrine. It is a hormone that's released as you're being sacrificed or whatever trauma occurs to you, but also with the suffering of parents that have to hear this stuff, and they immediately put themselves in the positions of the parents. And these monsters feed off that. As a matter of fact, there's a movie, Monsters, Inc., for children, which they actually talk about this, that they're feeding off the fear of the children. And this is a very important point that people have to realize. There's so many levels to this, but that is definitely one of the levels.
Exactly. And what's interesting is I'm sure everybody's pretty much familiar with the Operation Northwoods document that was written by the Joint, I believe it was the Joint Chiefs of Staff of the military, and it was basically planning, you know, some sort of false flag attack to blame on Cuba and to justify a U.S. military invasion of Cuba. This was back in back in the early 60s when JFK was president. And JFK actually saw this document and totally, you know, dismissed it and really started going after the CIA because he understood how dangerous these people were. But if you read, if you sit down and read the Operation Northwoods document, one of the things that they say in there is that they could use the media to manufacture victims to sell to the public, to justify this agenda, to use as a psyop. They actually say this in the Northwoods document. And they and in my view, they've been using these, you know, fake manufactured victims in a number of different events over the years. And I think this might be another one of those cases.
Well, let me just mention part of your document, Calling Bullshit on Sandy Hook Hoax, where you actually wrote, it's important to keep in mind what Professor George Stein wrote in his 1995 essay, Information Warfare, and he talks about using information to achieve our national objectives, and that doing so is becoming an increasingly vital national resource, and that they want to use information warfare to alter the way humans think, and more important, the way humans make decisions, and that they're going to use communication nets in order to do so. And a major new factor in information war is the worldwide infosphere of television and broadcast news to shape the political context of the conflict. And there's more there. But that's one of the most important parts of your document. I encourage everybody to access. And I especially like the closing of that quote that you made where he said, pictures will be worth a thousand tanks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this is a very important document for people to read. And he's actually warning how the media, if it fell into the wrong hands, could actually manufacture a fake reality in which the political actors would have to respond to this fake reality, right? Because it's been manufactured in the media and it's been communicated to the public, and they all, you know, they all buy into it, and this is their reality, when in fact it was completely manufactured. And I have a quote here I'll just read real quick. This is from that document. He says here, this media-created universe we live in is fictive rather than fictional, because although what we see on CNN is quote-unquote true, it is just not the whole, relevant, or contextual truth. Nevertheless, this fictive universe becomes the politically relevant universe in which the government or the armed forces are supposed to quote-unquote do something. And think about what they did on 9/11. It's the same thing. They manufactured this event in the media, and now it becomes reality, and the political forces have to respond to this reality.
Well, the only thing I would add is that I'm sure the political forces are involved in it in the first place. You know, basically our government, as you know, has been totally taken over, has been infiltrated by the psychopaths, the Jews. In fact, they've actually passed resolutions that all the people in Congress must sign in order to stay in Congress, where they're going to back up Israel, no matter what Israel does. I mean, look at what they're doing now. They're continuing to build settlements in the land that belongs to these people on the Gaza Strip. And our government is backing these monsters. You know,
absolutely.
It just amazes me. When are the American people going to stand up and say, what the heck is going on here? But they're all involved. It's a total psyops. And yes, the CIA is working with the Mossad, but we know that Obama knows what's going on.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, our entire government is basically just a front for international Jewry. It's a puppet of international Jewry, this criminal network that basically controls the world. And, you know, I actually just posted this in an article on my Facebook page. It was coming from the Times of Israel. We just passed a $633 billion defense bill, and we just gave another $500 million to Israel for this Iron Dome defense shield, and we're even funding more Marines over there to guard their embassies. I mean, it's just incredible that Americans don't, this doesn't mean anything to them. I wrote on here on my Facebook, I said, remember, we have no money for your Social Security, Medicare, and other basic governmental services, but we have all the money in the world to give to Israel and to fight these criminal, fraudulent wars of aggression in the Middle East. I mean, it's just incredible. We got this whole fiscal cliff debate where, you know, we have to cut back on our basic governmental services, and we have to cut back on the social service programs that we specifically pay taxes for, just so we can continue to fund these bailouts to Wall Street, we can continue funneling billions of dollars to Israel, and we can continue to fight these fraudulent wars for Israel. I mean, we gotta wake up. It's just so out in the open now. It's really inexcusable for anybody to remain ignorant of what's going on today.
And I've read many times, which I now have memorized, the last sentence of the 10th Protocol of the Learned Elders of Zion. It is indispensable to trouble in all countries the people's relations with their governments, so as to utterly exhaust humanity with dissension, hatred, struggle, torture, starvation, envy, with the inoculation of diseases, which is in capital letters, by want, so that the goy see no other refuge than in our complete sovereignty in money and all else. And, of course, this whole austerity thing, they are going to have people starving. We already have people starving in this country. You know, basically, they're trying to tell us on the news, oh, the job numbers are up. Are you kidding me? People are starving. And this is the austerity thing that they're pulling off in any country involved with the banksters. The only